We left off on Zayin Amud Beis, on the third line from the top. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah is giving the borders of Eretz Yisrael with respect to the requirement that the Shliach La'alacha has to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. So it gives you the northernmost location is Aku, and that's a machlekes Rameir and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, where the Aku is Dina Keretz Yisrael or Dina Kuchutz Loretz. Then the easternmost point in Eretz Yisrael is Rekem, and Rekem is Chutz Loretz. Ashkelon is the southernmost point, and Ashkelon is Kechutz Loretz. And the western coast, you don't need a border because that's the Mediterranean. So you have the north, the east, and the west. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how can you tell me in the Mishnah that Aku is the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael? We have the Seft and Oholis that's talking about Tumas Chutz Loretz. When the Rabbanon, the Begoyz, the Tumah and Eretz Amin. So it says if a person is going from Aku to Gziv, he's going from south to north, so Eretz Yisrael still continues part of Eretz Yisrael, either to the right, to the left, however the story is, but there's still Eretz Yisrael above that. So the Gemara says yes, the basic rectangular shape of Eretz Yisrael, what Rashi refers to as a ribuat Eretz Yisrael, the basic rectangular shape is over, and the Mishnah is giving you the basic rectangular shape, that Aku is the northernmost point, and Rekem is the easternmost point, and Ashkelon is the southernmost point. Then you have a little bit sticking out here and there and everywhere, because it's not the rectangular shape, because Habri Krachm Kov Shalim and Simon Kov Shalim Bob, so they left out Shain. So the Gemara says that there's a Ritzua Yoitz. Okay, that we discussed yesterday. So we left off really in the middle of the Omer. The Gemara has a Shaila. What if the get is written on a boat in Eretz Yisrael? The boat is on a river. Where's the river? So Rashi says the Gemara thought originally, Kostalka Daita, Rashi writes, the Gemara thought originally, the Menahoris Eretz Yisrael Kamar. We thought that there are rivers in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, and the boat is on the river in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara finally comes to a different pshat on an exdaf, five lines from the top of Chesem and Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, he disagrees with the previous assumption. Within the borders of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fan anechtav. The rivers in Eretz Yisrael are also adinam k'Eretz Yisrael. Even if he can't become chayv and trumas and maisus on a boat and a river in Eretz Yisrael, so what? But it's within the borders, swallowed up within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to say b'fan anechtav. The two prices keep ligi b'yamagol. If the boat is floating on the Mediterranean, and where exactly is the boat on the Mediterranean, so then the Gemara has the whole discussion. Is it closer to Eretz Yisrael, or is it further away? We'll get to that soon. But what did the Gemara think originally? The boat is Kosalka Daitach, the Maharas Eretz Yisrael, the river is within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and you have an apparent contradiction between two prices. Tani Chada maybe get Besvino Kimevi Eretz Yisrael, but Tani Yidach Kimevi Bechutz Loretz. What's the Shaila? Whether the rivers have the status of Eretz Yisrael. What's the Shaila? Amar Rabbi Yirmi Aloy Kashe. Yeah, it's a contradiction, but each brisa represents the opinion of a different Tana. There's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Nachachon. Ha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Desnan. We have a Mishnah Chala that records a machlekes Satanoim. Afar Chutz Loretz Habo Besvina L'Eretz Yisrael. There's a boat coming from America to Eretz Yisrael, and the boat has some offer, and they planted something in the boat. So the din is that one is only chayiv in Shumas and Maisis, one is only chayiv to observe the laws of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Loretz, these dinim don't apply. So the shaila is, what about the offer that's sitting on the boat that's bo b'svino li Eretz Yisrael? Is it chayiv in Shumas and Maisis? Where is the boat now? Where is the boat now? Why does it say afar Chutz Loretz abo b'svino? What if they would have put offer from Eretz Yisrael on the boat? It'll be the same achleikus or not? So that's a question. Some Rishonim say on this Gemara that only Afar Chutz Loretz Abba B'Svin is a Machlekes Hatanoim. If it would have been offered of Meretz Yisrael, there wouldn't have been a Machlekes Hatanoim. The Pashtus says that that's against the whole Sugi. The simple reading of the Sugi is that it doesn't make a difference whether the sand, whether the offer that they put on the boat was taken from America or was taken from Meretz Yisrael. Once they detach it from Meretz Yisrael, it has the status of Afar Chutz Loretz. It's not called Afar Eretz Yisrael. We have a minig from the days of the Rishonim, the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the Rama, of course, this minig. When they bury somebody, So they put Ofer from Eretz Yisrael on top of the body, in specific locations on top of the body. Shach, in the end of Yerodeh, quotes it from the Hagos Mining. It's based on the Pasuk, V'chiper ad Mosai Amoy, the last Pasuk in Shiras Hazim. So the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk means something else. Pashup Shat in the Pasuk means the Pasuk describes the Holocaust, that it's going to be such a shocking era that people will ask, where was God while all of this was happening? Everyone will wonder. And then the Pasuk says, but God was behind the scenes, watching everything and pulling all the strings and doing everything. We don't understand what it was all about. And then the Pasuk concludes, V'chiper ad Mosai Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says that the simple translation of V'chiper is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease. He will be Mephias his land. He will be Mephias the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mephias Eretz Yisrael, that after this Holocaust is all over, Eretz Yisrael will be built up again. And V'chiper Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease the Jewish people. The Jewish people will rebuild themselves. We'll have a lot of children, we'll have yeshivas, we'll have schools and shuls and mikvahs all over the world. The Jews are all over the place. That's the Pashup Shat. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of the Pasuk, B'chiper Amosai Amoy, that when a Jew comes in contact with Eretz Yisrael, he acquires an atonement for his sins. B'chiper Amosai Amoy, Eretz Yisrael is mechaper on the Jewish people. In what way? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in the end of Ksubis speaks about Kolam Halach Dalaramas Beretz Yisrael. If a person walks down the Ramas Neretzal, gets a Mechilas Avayim. Then the Gemara says that's best is to go to Eretz Yisrael while you're alive. Then the Gemara says second best is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. B'chiper ad Mosai Amoy, if a person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, so he gets a Mechilas Avayim. The Gemara says, Ein Edoyma Kol Tosa Elah Hamisa LeKol Tosa Mechayim. If a person comes to Eretz Yisrael while he's alive, he can get a better Mechilas Avayim. The Pnei Yeshua writes on that Gemara, it's self-understood, there's no Mechilas Avinus if the fellow's an apikurus and he doesn't do tshuva. That's what the Mincha Saluza was, opposed to Zionism. He was the main force against, he was the one that all the Hungarian rabbis were afraid to fight with the Mincha Saluza. So he quotes this Pnei Yeshua in his tshuvas. So he says, I think he writes, he's a descendant of the Pnei Yeshua. So he writes that it's self-understood, there's no Mechilas Avinus unless a person does tshuva. There's a machlokes satanayim whether Yom Kippurim is mechaper if lo yoseh tshuva. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva makes a big point about that, that we assume that lo yoseh tshuva Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and then the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that when they administer Mises Bezdin, so Mises Bezdin is only mechaper if the person does tshuva and he recites vidui. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't say vidui, he doesn't get a mechilas avaynus. And the same is true, the Rambam says, when a person gives a korban, he brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, Achatos or Anosham. It's only mechaper if he does tshuva, if Bezdin gives the Malkus is only mechaper if he does tshuva. The Rambam has a whole arichas. Rambam says there's one exception to the rule, we don't understand it, the Soira HaMashtalef, the Zman Shev Beis HaMikdash, HaYekayam, was mechaper an avonos kalos. Rambam distinguishes between Averis Chamuris and Averis Kalos. And Averis Kalos, the Sori Mishtalech is Mechap Rachot Pishaloyos Tshuva. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, but the Nice Kelim on the Rambam say he got it from the Yerushalmi. But even that, the Rambam writes that's an exception to the rule, even though Loyos Tshuva. But normally the rule is that one only gets Mechilas Avinus if Asa Tshuva. If Asa Tshuva, what do you need? What do you need Korban for? And what do you need the Eretz Yisrael for? No. The Rechiluki Kaparach, if a person was over Al Essay, then it's not enough. Tshuva and Yom Kippur is not enough. You have to have Yisurim. So this, if a person goes in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael helps to be Mechaper. You don't need all of these Yisurim. Okay? Because walking in Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael will be Yisurim. Okay. It'll be an involved Yisurim. Whatever it is. So the Gemara says there's a concept that a person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael is mechaper on the person. So that was the meaning that the Rishonim, the Shach, in the Yerodeh, quotes this from Hagos Maimonides, that you take off of, if what do you do if you bury a person in Chutz Laretz, so he doesn't get the Mechilas Avaynus of the Chiper Avmosai Amoy, so they figured out a gimmick, they'll take off of Eretz Yisrael, they'll put it on the body, so it's Mechiper Avmosai Amoy. So strictly speaking, Al Pi Halacha, it doesn't really make any sense whatsoever. Once you take the offer from Eretz Yisrael, you detach it, So it's Afar Chutz Lartz. That's not Afar Eretz Yisrael. It's not that that offer is holy offer. The Cheftz of the offer is not offer. When the offer is in that latitude and longitude, then it's called Afar Eretz Yisrael. If you take offer from Chutz Lartz and you put it in that latitude and longitude, you put it on the ground, it becomes Afar Eretz Yisrael. It's not that that offer has something unique to it. That offer Bisman Shehu Bimkoim Eretz Yisrael, in that geographic location, so that's called Afar Eretz Yisrael. So that most of the Rishonim assume like that. Very difficult to say, like those who say Afar, it doesn't really fit into the Gemara at all. That Afar Chutz Lartz is only Afar Chutz Lartz. If it would have been Afar Eretz, there wouldn't have been a Machlokes HaTanoim. It's against the whole Gemara. So the Pashtus is offer that's on a boat is already detached from the ground. So by definition, it's Afar Chutz Lartz. So what's the Machlokes HaTanoim here?
Can the Rishonim not say like that?
The Meiri. You can always rely on the Meiri to say something unusual. See, when Rabbi Soloveitchik got stuck, and he needed a Rishon to say something, so he would, B'shas Hadchak, you'll use the Miri also. But you only use the Miri, Pagin and Nibur, if he helps you. If he hinders you, then you don't have to look in the Miri. The Miri has all kinds of things. So the Miri has it. The old Ritva, which is not really by the Ritva, Rabbeinu Kreskes, whoever, he was also a Rishon, he also has this funny pshat, that it's only Afar Chutz Lartz, Afar Eretz Yisrael not. So there's a long footnote in the new editions of this Rabbeinu Kreskes. A very long footnote, and he shows where it just doesn't fit into the Gemara. It's against the whole Hemshech HaGemara. The Pashtus is that Afar Eretz Yisrael that's detached is considered Afar Chutz Lartz. So what's the story here? You have a boat that's floating around on a river in Eretz Yisrael. This Mishnah Chalak goes, there's a river in Eretz Yisrael, and the boat has offer on it, which is detached from the ground. Afar Chutz Lartz, Abba B'Svin Ola Oretz, Chayav, B'meiser u'b'shvius. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Emos ha'bizman shasvinu gosheshes. Avalein ha'svinu gosheshes potter. What's the machlokes ha'tanoim? In order to be chayiv in mitzvahs ha'tlis baretz, in order to be chayiv in shumas ha'maisis, in a shmita, you have to have that it should be yonek to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the machlokes. So l'moshel, we have a din that if you have an otzitz nokuv, we distinguish between an otzitz nokuv. Tosis tells you to look on a chafal from a base. Mar chafal from a base talking bay mordz bay mechutz lords. And the Gemara is talking about if you have an otzitz nokuv, so whatever is growing inside, we assume is yonik from the ground below. The otzitz itself is not growing. The otzitz is the flower pot. So the otzitz is not dinikim. It's not yonik at all. So if you write the get on the otzitz, that's not a problem. That's what Tosis quotes from the Gemara. Kosval cheresh al otzitz nokuv kosher. Even though the yotzitz is a nokuv, and whatever grows inside is considered that it's yonik from the ground, and if the yotzitz nokuv is agabli Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv in trumas amaisus min haTorah. And if the yotzitz nokuv and if it's an otzitz chein o nokuv, then it's not yonik from Eretz Yisrael. It's only chayv in trumas amaisus mid the rabbanon. That's what Rashi has on our daf. An otzitz she'en onokuv, whatever grows in an otzitz she'en onokuv in Eretz Yisrael is chayvin shumus amaisus midirabon. Whatever grows in an otzitz nokuv on top of Eretz Yisrael is chayvin shumus amaisus min haTorah. If something grows in Chutz Lartz, it's not chayvin midirabon. Except for rotzitz asmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael. It's a different story. Whatever grows in the. There are contradictions all over the place. There's a long taisus in Chulin. And Davov going over, Davov on the base going over to Zayin and Manal, very long Tosis. Tosis has in there such a long Rashbo in the first Perek and Beit. So there are 10 Gemaras that indicate that there is a Chiyuv with the Rabbana to be Mafresh, Chumas and Maisis and Chutz Lartz. There are 10 sources in the Gemara that indicate there's no Chiyuv, Chumas and Maisis and Chutz Lartz. It's an outright stira. So Tosis there in Chulin gives one Teretz and another Teretz and another Teretz and another Teretz. Keep on giving Teretz. And the final Teretz they say, and then they discovered a Yerushalmi. That the Rambam quotes, the Rambam doesn't bother to give the first six tirutzim in Tosfos. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi right off the bat. Yerushalmi says we distinguish between Arotzas Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael and Arotzas Archoikas Me'Eretz Yisrael. The countries in Chutz Lartz that border Eretz Yisrael, Surya, Mitzrayim, Ammon and Moav, so those areas are Chayvin Shumas and Maisis Midirabon. And in France and Germany and America, Chutz Lartz that doesn't border Eretz Yisrael is not even Chayvin Shumas and Maisis Midirabon. So you have, if something grows in a notzitz she'ein onokuv, so min haTorah it's chutz lartz. Min haTorah should be potter from shumas amaisus. And with the Rabbanon, we say if it grows, the Otzit Nakuv, something is growing on top of Eretz Yisrael. If it would have been an Otzit Nakuv, it would have been Chayv and Shumas Maisis Ben Atar. So if it's an Otzit Shein Nakuv, we treat it mid the Rabbanon as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think we treat it mid the Rabbanon like our Otzit Sasmuchas Leretz. I don't know if there's a difference or not between. I think there may be a difference. The Chiyuv ben the Rabbanon in Arutz Smuchas Leretz Yisrael, as opposed to the Chiyuv ben the Rabbanon in an Otzit She'ein Anokov, the growing in Eretz Yisrael, within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. I don't think it's Chai because of Arutz Smuchas Leretz. I think it's Chai because mid the Rabbanon we consider it, there were guys there, Otzit She'ein Anokov, Otto Otzit Nokov, so we consider it mid the Rabbanon as if it did grow in Eretz Yisrael. There is a difference, sure there's a difference. Let's say, the Gemara has it did. The Gemara says, let's say you have tevel and chutzlords. So you're permitted to eat the tevel, provided that you're going to be mafrish, trumus and maisis at the end. You leave over a little bit. I remember years ago, the Bachram and the Yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael no one trusts the Hashgacha of the Rabbanut, Chalila. Can't trust the Rabbanut. So when they buy a bottle of soda, so they would drink the whole bottle of soda till the bottom. They would leave a quarter of the bottle of soda on the bottom, 25%, and then they would be mafrish, trumas and maisis, some of what was left behind. So how do you drink the tevel if it's really bona fide tevel? How do you drink tevel? If you're mafrish, trumas and maisis, it becomes chulam sekonim, kana labo. How does it become muta mila mafreya? So the Gemara has a din in Pcheres that in tevel, shebechutz lords, echel v'holach v'ach kach mafrish. But that kula only applies in chutzlaretz. It doesn't apply. Would you have chumas and maisis in chutzlaretz? So yeah, baratz and sasmuchas laretz all you have. But in Eretz it's all proper. You don't have that kula. It doesn't apply. You don't say, let's say, maisa yerek in Eretz Yisrael is only midirabbanon. So you'll say that in yerek, olech b'helech b'achkach mafresh. So it says beferish, that it doesn't work. One of the achrayim, one of the mefarshim on the Mishnais writes that you can use that kula even in yerek. So I think Tversel writes like that. So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa writes that with all due respect, it's against often Mishnais, against often sources. The Feirish it doesn't work. That kula only applies to Tevel and Chutzlar. So let's say over here something grew in a Notzit She'ein Onokuv in Eretz Yisrael. So whatever grows in a Notzit She'ein Onokuv is only Chaim Chumas and Maisa Midirabbanon. Because I consider it a Rotzit Sasmuchas Eretz Yisrael. The Notzit Nokuv is chutzal aretz because it's not yoinik from Eretz Yisrael, but it's smuchal Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Oh no, because midirabbanon there were guys that otzitz sheina nakov otzu otzitz nakov. So it has a din as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. So this kula doesn't apply. The pashta said it's not b'toras arotzis asmuchas. It's b'toras Eretz Yisrael proper. So this distinction between an otzit nakuv and an otzit shein nakuv is relevant for meiser, and it's relevant for whatever is yoinik from Eretz Yisrael is chayv and trumas and meiser. And it's relevant for Shvius. That's how the Mishnah says in Chalav, that thing Marko. It's relevant for the peiris that are growing in Eretz Yisrael have a din of peiris Shvius. In Chutz Lortz, there's no din of Shvius. What about, let's say, the din of Orlo? Say, plant a tree. The din of Orla applies even to Chutzlars. Orla is Naik b'Chutzlars also. There's slight differences between Orla b'Oris and Orla b'Chutzlars. Safek Orla b'Chutzlars is Mutter. Safek Orla b'Eretz Yisrael is Aser. That's what it says in the Mishnais. And Afkamina for Safek. So what if you'll grow a tree in a flower pot that's an Otzit She'ein Onokuv in Eretz Yisrael? You say that it has the status of chutz lorets, it has the full din of Orla, And otzitz she'ein onakul, where it's not yonik from the ground below, so you say it has a din like chutz lorz. So you say it's less than chutz lorz. It's not mechubel karka. In order to be chayv in trumas and ma'aseh, it has to be mechubel karka. This is not mechubel karka. So in Yerideya, in the siman about orlo, says in Siman Reish Tzadik Dalet, it's all about oil. So it says in Sifka Avav, Anateh Be'otzit Tzachal Pishen HaNokul is Chayiv. It doesn't explain whether it's Chayiv in HaTorah, Chayiv in the... It doesn't explain whether it's Chayiv B'Torahs Eretz Yisrael or Chayiv B'Torahs Chutz Lorets. Yeah, it can't be B'Torahs Eretz Yisrael. Otzit Shein HaNokul, it can't be B'Torahs Eretz Yisrael. But it's a Chiddush. If you plant a tree in an otzit she'ein onokuv, is it chayiv midirabbanan? Because you guys are ein onokuv otu nokuv. Like trumas and maizes in an otzit she'ein onokuv is chayiv. It doesn't mean that it's chayiv min haTorah. It doesn't mean that it's chayiv min haTorah in an otzit she'ein onokuv. Doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon starts giving you all kinds of marmukims that the Rishonim have different opinions on the topic. But in the Shulchan Aruch proper, doesn't say if you plant a tree in an otzit she'ein on nakuv, you have to observe the din of orla. So the maximum it can be is a din of orla b'chutz lortz. The shaila is it orla b'chutz lortz and it has the full din of orla b'chutz lortz? We assume that Arla B'chutz Lortz HaLach HaMashim Misina. The only difference is that the Safik Arla B'chutz Lortz is Mutter. Or should you say no? It's not even Chutz Lortz. Chutz Lortz means it has to be Mechubel HaKarka. It's not Mechubel HaKarka. If you plant in a Notz of Shein HaNokav, it's only the Rabbanon. Ain't a Nok about the Nok. So that doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. But they leave out, it's unclear. That's what they're only going. It gives you a Marm Kavim. You have to look up what the Rishonim say on this topic. Halacha Moshe Messina is a din deraisa. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah is massing on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam write that every suffix Halacha Moshe Messina is lekula? Ramban says the only Halacha Moshe Messina where we go sveka lekula is Orla b'chutz lortz, and the Gemara says why? Because kach nemar halacha. That's part of the package of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai b'orla b'chutz lortz. That's veka muta. But in any other halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we would treat it like a din d'oraisa, we would say sveka l'kula. That's the Ramban's hasog on the Rambam. The Nosei Kelim are not sure exactly where the Rambam made the statement that sofek halacha l'moshe m'sinai is always l'kula. Maybe the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. What? Maybe he's innocent. But the Ramban attacks him as if he said it somewhere. So the Achraim dug up the Rambam in Hilchas Mikvah says it, but the Ramban doesn't tell you that. Rambam writes that a mikveh needs aboim saw is halacha l'moshe m'sinai shiurim chatzitz mechitz on halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and if you have a sofik, if you add aboim saw, you go l'chumra. And even though it's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you should have gone l'kula. But we call the Chumra because it's not a separate halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai is interpreting that this is pshat in the Chumash. You're talking about how to be toivel in a mikveh. In the Chumash it's unclear what constitutes a mikveh. So halacha l'moshe m'sinai is interpreting the pasuk that a mikveh means it has aboim so. So here you don't treat it like a regular suffik halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Rambam there in Hilchas Mikvah is by giving this whole shtikal Torah, he's not as explicit as that. That's what he, in effect, that's what the Rambam wrote there. So that Rambam Taka says what the Ramban was upset about. That every Sufik Halacha Moshe M'Sinai is always Lakula. And the Ramban says he thinks that that's not correct. That the only Sufik Halacha Moshe M'Sinai Lakula in the Gemara is the Orla B'chutz Lortz. That's the only one. So that's known as a Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. So Nachmal, so what's the machlekes satanoim over here? The my shaila is, in order to be chayv in orla b'chutzlo, it's chayv. So should I say every otzit chain on akov is chutzlords? So they'll all be chayv in orla mitam alach l'moshe mesina? Or should you say no? Orla only applies if the thing is mechubel karka. It's not mechubel karka, so it doesn't have a din of orla at all. And the whole otzit chain on akov is only mederabbanon. Chayv mederabbanon. Ein on akov is otzit akov like for trumas and maisis and like for trumas and maisis. If you have an otzit chain on akov, it's chayv mederabbanon. Abzera ain't on knock about the knock. Let's say in order to be chayv in Shumas and Maisris also. In order to be chayv in Shumas and Maisris. Has to be yonek from Eretz Yisrael. What's the definition of Eretz Yisrael? The offer on the earth within that geographic location, within that latitude and longitude. Any offer on the earth there, that's called Afar Eretz Yisrael. What if you have a building and you have 100 floors? The building is Mechuba Lekarka. Mechuba Lekarka is Dina Kikarka. That's a shaila. You say mechuba lekarka, dina kekarka on this. If I plant a tree, we had a tesis before. If you plant a tree, the hishrish, and it takes root, so there's a din, mechuba lekarka is dina kekarka. What if you put in a lamppost? What if you put in a telephone pole and you nail it into the ground below hishrish? Tesis says hishrish, on dalad and aleph, achdei ksivasa v'chasimasa betolish. So Tosfos talks about an Elon Tolush, Rach Katnata the Hishrish. If it takes root, then it's Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka. What if you cement a telephone pole into the ground? What if you cement a lamppost into the ground? Below Hishrish, it's dead wood. It's not going to take roots. So that's a Machlokes in Chulin in the first parak. But in a few places in Shas, in Ila, in other Masechtas, but the Tolush of the Besov Chibro is Dina Ketolush or Dino Kemechuber. Shaila, how we paskin? Shaila, how we paskin? The Ramon, Simon Tzadikei, Chosh Mishpot. Simon Tzadikei is a famous Simon. There are a couple of famous shots over there. So that Simon Tzadikei is the din Einish Boim ala Karkois. There's no din deraisa. There's no shvod deraisa on karka. So it says not only on karka. There's no shvod deraisa on mechubel karka. Say, I claim I bought the tree from you, and the tree is attached to the ground. And all the pears that grow on the tree belong to me. And you're made of a mixer, the cut of mixers. You say that you sold me only half of the pears on the tree. You didn't sell me all the pears on the tree. So the meduber is, you're made of a mixers. So the meduber is about a thing that's mechuba lekarka. Mechuba lekarka is dina kekarka, because it's growing from the ground. So what if the dintara will not be about a tree? The dintara is about a lamppost that's cemented into the ground. So the Ramah quotes a machloek to Sarashanim, same in Sadekei. Whether you paskin, if hishrish is mechuba lekarka, dina kekarka, v'lo hishrish, tolosh v'lusav chibur, v'lo hishrish, that's a machloek to Satanoim, and a machloek to Sarashanim had a paskin. So the Shach writes over there in Simen Tzadikei. That's one of the famous Shachs in Simen Tzadikei. There's more than one. So one Shach writes that this machlokes only applies to a lamppost or a telephone post. A building, everybody agrees. A bayis, everyone agrees, is Tolosh Shel B'Sav Chibas Dinuk. A bayis is Mechuber. Then it gets stuck. It's against an offering Gemara in Chulin in the first Perek. What's it doing in Chulin? What's it doing in Chulin? It says by the Akedah. This week's Seder. Says by the Akedah, Kachas Amachelas, Lishchetes Benoi. So the Gemara says, you see that in order to shecht, you need a machelas, a knife. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ma machelas betolosh av kol betolosh. You cannot shecht the behema. The Gemara says, behemas chulin. How can you learn that from the Akedah if Avram Avinu was treating his son like a korban? But maybe it's only by shechitas kochim, and that's a good kasha. But the Gemara learns that, Kachas Amachelas. Mamachelas betolush av kol betolush. That shechita me mechuber is possible in atur. If you have a knife that's attached to the ground, let's say I have a bush that has sharp leaves that are growing from the bush, that you can cut yourself. There are blades of grass that you can cut yourself. You can cut your finger. You can't cut the neck of an animal. So if you have a sharper blade, you can even cut the neck of a chicken. I don't know, the neck of a big fat cow, this I don't know. So let's say you have a chicken, and you have a sharp blade that's growing from the ground. So the Gemara says, that's posel min hatar. Shechita mevruber is posel min hatar. And it's learned out from that posel. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. What's the din if it's tolu shel b'sof chibra? It's din ki tolu shel din ki mechuba. So the Gemara relates that machlokes to a bias. What a bias is din ki tolu shel din ki mechuba. So it's beferish against the shach. How can the shach claim that a bias everyone agrees? So the shach distinguishes between mamayna and isura. So that sugi is talking about Kabbalah's tumah. That sugi is talking about shechita b'tolush. These all these are the head. But when you get to inyani mamin, ain't nishbay malak karkoes in kinyanim, which kinyanim work, ain't I know the karkoes. When you get to all the choshimishpat topics, we would assume that a bias is dina kemechupa, is not dina ketolush. Questionable. So let's say, what would be the din if you have? Let's say there's a din, a mikveh has to be mechuba lekarka. Say there's big waves in the ocean, and a big wave floats. Someone is standing undressed in front of the ocean, or dressed with loose clothing, so the clothing is not so tight in the body that it should constitute a chatzitza. And a big wave from the ocean flies out and covers him completely from head to toe. He's all covered with the water. Would you say that that's tefillah? In a mikveh has mem saw. So the Gemara says it's no good, because the halacha requires that a mikveh has to be mechuba lekarka. So what's the din if the mikveh always has to be in the ground, mechuba lekarka? What if you have a building and the mikveh is on the 10th floor and you have a lot of space in between? So I think we assume that mechuba lekarka dini kekarka, the building, even though it's east of the heta, it's not dini mamanis. I think we assume that we have to check in here or there. I think we assume that the whole building is mechuba lekarka. So if you have a mikveh that's mechuba to the building, I think we would assume that it is good. So let's say you have a building, 10 floors tall, and then up on top of the roof you have a lot of offer. And you have pears growing on top of the roof. So would you say that that's, and this, the building is an Eretz Yisrael? Would you say mechuba lekarka dina kekarka, and it's within the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, and you have offer there, so you don't need that the pears that are growing on top should be yonik from the karka below, from the karka 100 floors high, the Empire State Building. You don't need that the pears growing on the roof should be yonik from the karka below. The karka within this latitude and longitude is mechuba lekarka. It's not like an otzitz she'eino nokuv. Here it's mechuba lekarka. It's sitting on top, deep offer on top of the roof, on top of the building. So lechore it should be chayv in shumas amaisis min atayra, even though it's on top of the roof. What is Tosis quote? The Gemara in Menachos daf pei dalit. Tosis on zayin on the base. What's the Gemara in Menachos? You see on the Tosis mamas halotz it's not. So on the second wide line in the Tosis, they quote Menachos pei dalit. Doma toni chod that says among brayse. Shebegag v'shebechurba v'shebesfina v'shebeotz it's maybe bikuri. You bring bikurim and you recite arami over avi. B'tanya yidach, another brayse says maybe bienikuri. So it's a stira. Are you maybe bikuri, maybe bikuri? Whatever grows on top of the rooftops. So the Gemara starts giving terutzim. Gemara says it depends. Is it yonik or not? What grows on top of the roof, is it yonik from the ground below? Why does it have to be yonik from the ground below? It's yonik from the offer on top of the roof, and the roof is not suspended in midair. You don't have a roof that's held up by a blimp. The roof is a mechuba lekarka dina kekarka. So why don't you say that what grows on the rooftop is chayv and shumas and ma'isris min ha'teira? So the Vilna Gaon quotes there in Reish Tzadik Daled. He quotes that Gemara is talking maybe bikurim, maybe the brises are talking about bikurim. It's not talking about trumas and maisis. So that's what the Rosh and the Tshuva is medayek, that the only time the Gemara had a machlekes hatanoim, whether he may be bikurim, maybe be mikore, is only with respect to bikurim. Because in bikurim, He's not chayv on anything and everything. It has to be only shivus aminim, and it has to be the shivus aminim has to be mishubachim. If you have shivus aminim that are garua, b'tmarim sheba mokim, the Gemara has their merachas on the same daf and the next daf pehei manal. The Gemara says even if you have shivus aminim that grew in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes if it grew and it's poor quality, so there's no mitzvah of havoas bikurim at all. So that's why there's a shaila there. Whatever grows al agag, is it chayv in bikurim, not chayv in bikurim? But if you're going to discuss whatever grows on the gag, is it chayv in shumas and maestres? So that's what the Tshuvas Arosh claims, that for sure it's chayv. Why? Because the building is mechubel karka dina ki karka. So the offer on top is afar Eretz Yisrael. It's only called afar Eretz Yisrael if it's yonik all the way from the tohoim. Let's say, how far down does Eretz Yisrael go? What's opposite Eretz Yisrael on the globe? New York? No, it's only 7 hours away. What's 12 hours the other side of Eretz Yisrael? California's another 3 hours, so it's 10 hours. What's 2 hours to the west of...
Hawaii.
Who? The Pacific. So let's say there's a little island there. So the little island has the din, has the din of Kedusha Seretzel, because Kedusha Seretzel goes, that latitude goes all the way through. No, let's say you have a dead body. Let's say you have a dead body buried in the ground. So the dead body, then is that's Tumer Ritzutza, a dead body. So Tumer Ritzutza, because we are Ladler Akia, and because we are Eretz Aratohim. So that's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in his Tshuvas. What are you going to say? If I can calculate, and I'll figure out that exactly on the other side of the globe there's a cemetery. So if I'm a Kohen, I'm not allowed to stand there because the Tumer is Bokas Yoredes Aratohim. So the answer probably is Aratohim means to the center of the globe. The other side of the globe, all the way 12 hours around, that's past the Tahom. The Mustami Kedusha Seretzel also doesn't go all the way through. It goes deep, deep, deep. How deep? Not past the Tahom. So the Shaila is, in order for Ofer to be considered Afar Eretz Yisrael, it has to be Yonik from the whole Karka Ara Tahom, from the whole... You have to plant something in the offer that's mamish mechubah to the whole offer of Eretz Yisrael that goes all the way down till the time. That's the lotion that the Vilna Gaon writes there, Reish Sadek Dalet. But he's saying, no, I have a building in Eretz Yisrael. The building is mechubah lekarka diniki karka. And then I have offer on top of the roof. The offer on top of the roof is mechubah lekarka, so it's diniki Eretz Yisrael. This building is an Eretz Yisrael. And the offer on the roof is mechubah. True, the pears that are growing on the roof are not yonik from the Ara Tahima. It's not yonik from the whole depth. But doesn't, you know, thinks it doesn't have to be yonik from Ara Tahima. I speak of it, yonik from Afar Eretz Yisrael. So the offer 1 foot deep, 2 feet deep of offer on top of the roof is also high. This is Gemara and Menachas Daf Pei Dalet. That's what the Vilna Gaon quotes this Tshuvas Arosh. That the whole machlokes, the two prices, Tanei Chodeh v'Tanya, the apparent steer between the two prices that the Gemara is working on resolving there, Merachas Pei Dalet, is only made the Vikur about Bikurim. Because Bikurim has to be Mishvacha Oretz. So whatever grows, not Mechubel Mamish, not Yonik from the ground Mamish, so that the Gemara thought that there's a problem, it's not Mishvacha Oretz.
So it's not like you're being Artosis. The Anach of the Riz Kasha was that there's no Chiyuv Chumas and Maestros Baaliyah.
The Ri in our Tosfos assumes that what? Oto hamevi, the Tosfos Hora Buda. Oto hamevi get ba'aliyah b'Eretz Yisrael yichoshe kamevi b'chutz lo mitrishum b'ofer ha'bosham. If you put offer on top of the roof, from chutz lo's will be potam imaisis, right? That's a mechulak with the Ri. That's beferish. This Rosh, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch every day, Reish Tzadik Dalet, Tziv Chavav, is mechulak with the Ri. The Ri holds that Gemara Merachas Pei Dalet doesn't, the stira and all the terutzim doesn't only relate to Bikurim, it relates to all mitzvahs HaTlizbar. So there has to be Yonek from the whole Afar Eretz Yisrael. If it's Yonek from Ofa, which is Mechubel HaKarka, that's not Chayv and Shumas
HaMaisos.
According
to Rosh, what's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? Like, at what point does it start being its own?
No, Otzeh means it's in a Kli. So a Kli, by definition, is Tolosh.
Okay, a building.
But the building is Mechubah LeKarka. So Mechubah LeKarka, Dina KeKarka. The problem is that the Shach...
So you have a very, very big Kli. When is that?
Okay, if it's very big, sometimes it'll have the status of a room. It won't have the din of a kli. Kli amachzik memsor, says in Hilchos Shabbos. A kli amachzik memsor. If you hold the ain binyan bekelim, but there is binyan bebatim, so then in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes an Ozer Ruah who says that if the kli is machzik memsor, then I consider it like a cheder. I don't consider it like a kli. It's too large a kli. And too large means machzik memsor, that's right. That's right, that's a machlekes. The Ri says beferish. The Ri, the Ramas Chahar Abiyuda, assumes that that Gemara Menachas Peidalet, the Gemara is working to resolve that apparent contradiction, is not restricted only with respect to Bikurim, it applies even to Trumas and Maisers. So whatever grows on top of the roof will only be Chayv and Trumas and Maisers Menator if it's in Eretz Yisrael, if you can ascertain that it's Yonik from the ground all the way below. Quite a trick. It's only from the ground all the way below.
So if either Rush, if there's someone who lives on a fourth floor and he has a Atat Nakuv, I can't walk underneath on Shabbos? I'm being toilish because I'm taking away the Unika?
Could be.
It's possible?
It's possible. Possible. We'll have to, we didn't learn that yet. That's the Tosis on the bottom is going to quote that. About the din of Malacha Shabbos, we'll have to get to that. Okay. The Nachama said, "What is this machlekes hatanoim and mishnayis chala? This din has nothing to do with chala. Afar chutz loretz abo any offer that's tolush is afar becomes afar chutz loretz. So it's on a boat, and the boat is not mechuba lekarka. So this is, of course, it's afar chutz loretz. Even if it's off from Eretz, it's going to be afar chutz loretz. So the Gemara understands that there's a machlokes satanayim. Tosis points out that sometimes when we have a Mishnah, we assume that when Rabbi Yehuda is speaking and he makes a statement, Emasai, he qualifies the previous statement of the Mishnah, that sometimes Emasai is lefarish. But here the Gemara says that Emasai is lachlik, that is a machlokes Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. What's machlokes? Tanakama holds that afar chutz labo b'svin al-arts, chai b'maisris u'b'shviyis. You assume that it's yoinek. You assume that whatever is growing, the peris that are growing in the offer are yoinek from the karka mitachas. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he qualifies. He says, "Emasai, that's only provided as manchas svina gosheshes, and the svina gosheshes, but only if the svina is not floating on top of the river. The svina, the bottom of the svina, is very close to the ground. How close is close? Very unclear in the Gemara. But that's what the Ritva says, the old Ritva." Rabbi Kreska says that the machlekes is like this. Rabbi Yehuda says that the offer has to be within 10 tefachim to the karka mitachas. If it's above 10 tefachim, why does she have 10 tefachim? I don't know. She has 10 tefachim. There's a din that the first 10 tefachim above the ground are considered part of the reshus of the ground. That's for reshuyas. That's for a karmelis, for a reshus arabim. That's for a sukkah. Sukkah has to be mukaf mechitzes. So sukkah is a zayin al zayin begova yud. And the Rishus HaYochid is dalar al dalar tvochim begova yud tvochim. Every Rishus for Shabbos purposes and for sukkah purposes is a three-dimensional Rishus. It has a length and a width, and it has a height as well. It has to have three dimensions. Why should it be 10 tvochim over here? I'm not sure. But that's how the old Ritva writes, the Rabbinic Kreskes writes. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if the peris that are growing in the offer in the svina are within 10 tefachim to the ground, mitachas l'svina, shebekarka hanohar, so then we assume that it's yoinik. But if it's above 10 tefachim, that's not enough of yinike. Maybe there is a little yinike, but that's not enough yinike to say that it should be considered the yoinik for Eretz Yisrael, and it won't be, it'll be potter from shumas and maisis and from shmita minator, it'll be chai mid rabbanan. Rashi says it'll be chai mid rabbanan. That is Rashi right. The last line on the daf, the Rabbi Yehuda lemechayim min haTorah. It won't be chayim min haTorah deman chaare. It will be chayim min derabbanan, like an otzitz shein a nakuv. That's chayim min derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that the yinike that makes it chayim in shumas ma'isves, the yinike has to be from the karka mitachas. The fact that it's yonik from the offer that's in the boat is not mechuba lekarka. If the offer would be on a building that's mechuba, then at least you have a machlekes the Rosh and the Ri. But it's on a boat, so the holidays, it's not afar Eretz Yisrael. So If it's within 10 tvachim to the offer shemitachas la nohar, so then Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's chayv in trumas and eisens and shemitah. If it's above 10 tvachim, so that's a machlok. The Tanna Kamma holds that it is chayv in trumas and eisens. In the shemitah, then Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So what does the Gemara relate that over here? So therefore, if you have a boat that's floating on a river in Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Gemara thought. The Salka Daitri the Menoras Eretz Yisrael Kama. You have a boat that's floating on top of the river, and they wrote a get on the boat, and the Shlech La'Allah is going to deliver the get to somewhere else. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. So does the Shlech, is the Shlech La'Allah required to say before an echt of anah? Is it considered? The question is it considered like Eretz Yisrael, or is it considered like Chutz Laretz? The Gemara says it depends on the Machlokes Abiyud and the Rabbanon. What does it depend on the Machlokes Abiyud and the Rabbanon? Abiyud and Rabbanon are arguing whether there's enough of Yenike. Yenike is Koveya, that it's Chayiv in Shumas and Maisis and Shmita. But as far as saying the Fananechta, we say Shalom Tachlok the Chutz Laretz, that's not an issue of Yenike. That's an issue, the geographic location of where the get was written. Was it written in Eretz, or was it written in Chutz Laretz? What has got to do with this? That's what the Ri asks in Taisus, the Mamas Maharab Yudah. In Tomim Vanyin get Eitzon Meisah, what's the connection? Otam, maybe get Bali of Eretz Yisrael. The Ri assumes that if you have offer on top of the roof, and you plant things there on top of the roof, that it won't be Chayim Shumas Maisah unless it's Mamish Yonik from the offer down below. Not like the Rosh, that if it's Yonik from the, since the building is Mechubel Karka, is offer on top, so it's already, that's cool. Afar Eretzel, the Rehov, no, Afar Eretzel is only Aratoima, only the offer that's Mamish connected with the ground Mamish. The offer on top of a house is not. So he says, so you mean to say that if you have stone Mapsik, you have stone Mapsik in between, and you write a get on the 100th floor of the Empire State Building in Yerushalayim, you have to say before an echta, because you can't be chayv in shumas and maisis on top. It doesn't make any sense. Why you get dates on maisa? Ota, maybe get baliya beretz yisrael yichoshib shemevi b'chutzla b'shum ofer abo shom b'chutzla as patani maisa? How can you say like that? What does he explain? So that's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it sounds like it says in the Gemara. So he says, no, it doesn't mean like that. And the Ri says, you have to put the Ri together with the Rabbeinu Tam on the bottom. See, that Taisa Satz Itznaku quotes this Gemara in Menachas Daf Pei Dalet, but the Gemara talks about Sebesvinu Shebeotzitz. If you have plants growing in a boat, on a river in Eretz Yisrael, or in a Notzitz. Are you maybe bikori? Are you chayvin bikurim in atara? Maybe bikori? Or you maybe be enikori? Are you just chayvin bikurim in the rabbanon? So the Gemara says, like it's a contradiction between two prices. So the Gemara says, like kasha, kan bisho nokuv, kan bishena nokuv. If it's a nuts, it's nokuv, then it's yonik from the ground, so it has a din of chumas mais, has a din of bikurim. If it's ena nokuv, it's not yonik, so then it doesn't have the mitzvah satlis board. The Gemara says another teretz is kam shaleitz kam shalcheres. What does that mean? So Rashi and Tosfos have their machlokes. Rashi says that the only time we distinguish between otzitz nakum and otzitz shein nakum is if it's made shaleitz. If it's made shalcheres, so Rashi claims even if it's shein nakum, the yenika will go through and through because cheres is more porous than other materials, and the yenika will go through, even though it's ain't an awkward. And Taisa disagrees with Rashi, and our Taisa says just the same as Rashi, but just in the reverse. If it's cheres, then we need nokuv, and if it's eitz, the eitz is mislachleich, eitz will become moister than the cheres, yosim and acheres, and therefore eitz doesn't need nokuv. That's how our Taisa says. Taisa says menachas, and the Rashi in Chala, and that Mishnah quote an alternate way of presenting it. But this seems to be the more popular view. So again, so the Gemara there in Menachos is discussing observance of mitzvahs of Tlis Bar. The Gemara is talking about the Bikurim, and the Ri assumes that Gemara is also applying to Trumas and Maisis. The Ri and the Taisis Harab Yudin doesn't assume like the Rashi. Assumes goes on Trumas Maisis as well. So the Gemara makes Chilukim. It depends if it's Nakuv, is it Enanakuv, is it Eitz, it's a Cheres, however you read the Gemara. So Tosfos asks here, and Tosfos asks there, Menachas. So in our Gemara, Hatani Chod, one Braisa says, if the get is written, Hamevi get, Bisfina Beretzel, Kamevi Beretzel, So Kamevi Bechutz Loretz. So why did the Gemara say, Kam Menachov, Kam Shein Anokov, Kam Beetz, Kam Becheretz? The same teretz that the Gemara gave there in Menachas, on the Stira, Shebisvina Shebotzitz, the Gemara gave these terutzim, the Gemara should say the same teretz here. So one opinion in Tosfos and Menachos is that Acharami. The Gemara could have given the same teretz here. But the main answer is what the Rabbeinu Tam says over here. And that's what the Tosfos there, Menachos quotes also. It's a long Tosfos that starts on Pei Dalet on the base and continues on to Pei Hem and Aleph. So the last 10 lines in Tosfos, they say the same as they say over here. That that chilek that the Gemara says, if it's einonokuv, so it can't be chayv and bikurim in Torah, and if it's cheres versus eitz, that's to be koveya, that's to establish whether it's yonik or it's not yonik. But with respect to b'fana nechtav, that's irrelevant, whether the thing is yonik or not. B'fana nechtav depends, are you in Eretz Yisrael, are you in Chutz Laretz? It's not a topic of yonika. So what did the Gemara mix in the whole Mishnah from Chala ben Eger to Befana Nechtav? Mishnah Chala is talking is the Yenika Anan, Machlek Zadir Rabban. So that's what Tosfos explains. The Gemara holds at this point, the Gemara is going to reject it. You get to the next daf, the fifth line from the top of Chesem and Aleph. Nachma Yitzchak says, what are you talking about? Ben Horish Eberetz Yisrael, Kuli Amala Pligi, that you don't have to say Befana Nechtav. It's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. That's part of Eretz Yisrael. You don't say, the whole Tanoim are talking about and the Im Shebayam on the little islands in the Mediterranean, which islands have the status of Keretz Yisrael, which islands have the status of Chutzla. So that's what the Gemara says on the next day. At this point, the Gemara thought, even in the Horish of Eretz Yisrael, there's what to discuss. Maybe you don't draw the borders of Eretz Yisrael just on the outskirts, and everything that's swallowed up inside is Tocha border. Tocha Gvulos, Toch Gvulos Oretz. It depends like this. If this location in the middle of Eretz Yisrael on the map, if you could plant things there, it would be Chayv and Trumas and Maisris, even though you're not talking about planting, we're talking about a get being written, so then it's considered Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say Befana Nechta. But if where you are, you're on top of a boat in the river. If you would plant something in the offer on the boat, so if you all like the Tana, it wouldn't be Chayv and Trumas and Maisris, so the mitzvahs of Tlis Bartz never apply over here. It's not shach to discuss this. Theoretically, you could have the mitzvahs of Tlis Bartz if you would divert the whole river. If you dry up the whole river, then you'd be able to plant something on the Karkos on Nohar. But that's what the Ri says. The Karkos on Nohar is not right to plant anything. True, the Ri understands that if you plant something on top of the roof of a house that's 100 floors high and there's absolutely no yinika whatsoever to the ground, that it wouldn't be chayv in Trumas and Maisis, because Trumas and Maisis depends on yinika, and yinika is not enough that's mechuba lekarka yinika, and there has to be yonik from the aris tohima, mamish from the main part of Eretz Yisrael down below. Yeah, but Lemaisa, the karka down below is chayv and Trumas and Maisus. So just because I built the house over here and I wrote the get on top doesn't make it that should be considered a get that's bo michutz loretz. But over here in the Sfina, Lemaisa, the karka shetachas hanor is not royal Israel. We haven't diverted the river. As it stands now, it's not shaykh to plant anything in the karka shetachas hanor. So we have to judge, what if there would be a boat there is a boat on top of the river, what if you would have offer on the boat? If something would grow in the offer on the boat, would it be chayv and Trumas and Maisis? So that's a machlokes satanai. So that's what the Gemara thought is totally zebizeh. If something would grow in the boat and it's not gosheshes, something would grow in the boat when it's not gosheshes, would it be chayv and Trumas and Maisis? So then I declare that the top of the river is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. But if something will grow in the boat, you say like Rabbi Yehuda, if it's not gosheshes, it's not chayv and Trumas and Maisis, so only the first 10 tefachim in the bottom of the river are considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Above that, the mitzvahs of Tlis Bartz don't apply. So since above that, the mitzvahs of Tlis Bartz don't apply, so it's considered like that location, that geographic location, is considered kechutz loretz. That's how the Gemara starts off. Then the Gemara backs out. You get to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The Gemara says, no. The whole geography of Eretz Yisrael, the whole whatever the borders are, everything that's inside is included. Even the Neharis. But originally, the Gemara thought that it is totally Zeh B'Zeh, a little bit. It can't be that it's totally Zeh B'Zeh, that you're only exempt from saying the Fanei Nechtav if the get was written in a location where the Poel Mamash Yechavich Mitzvah. That doesn't make any sense. What's the Kesher? So that's what you have to say. It doesn't depend on the Poel Mamash. You have to explain. The Ri has the Kesher. It can't be that it's totally Zeh B'Zeh. Mayim Shmita Eksel Hasina. What's the connection between the Fanei Nechtav and Yenikah? It explains not. It's not. The Ri says the same as the Rabbi Natan. We're determining whether this area is considered Eretz Yisrael or this area is Chutz Lorz.
So what that, if you put the Ri and Rabbi Natan together, it means that the definition of Shem Eretz Yisrael is anywhere where it's Yoinik, where it's able to be Yoinik from the Karka.
But theoretically, you could have a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz in this location, in this geographic location. So what's haste? If you built a skyscraper there, you could have planted something below the skyscraper. So even though now the mice, I put cement there and I can't plant anything and I made a big thing, so this whole latitude and longitude, this area is considered part of Eretz Yisrael.
So if I build a house on the ocean, I'm not in the kind of mitzvah Sisha Baretz?
But you get to the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael.
So it says that's the shame Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know. They're talking about the Shem Eretz Yisrael and get to the Fanei Nechtav. I don't know about the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Could be. I don't know. The Tosis on the first daf seems to assume that's what the Ramban disagrees with. That's what the Ritva disagrees with. The Tosis on the first daf assumes that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, Tosis says a beraku, half in and half out, and so on. The Tosis says the Rabbanan have a menashe, keep it the yaku, they kiss the stones in Akku because there is a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael there, and they wouldn't leave when the Echaverim would be leaving back to Chutz Loretz, to Bavel, so they would see them off in Akka, they wouldn't go further. So they quote from the Gemara, because also Lotz is married to Sol Chutz Loretz. So they assume that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael only applies in those areas where there's Kedusha Soretz. And other Rishonim disagree. The Ritva, for many Ramban disagree, they say no, the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael doesn't, it's not a function of Mitzvah Satul Yisrael, it's not a function of Kedusha Soretz at all. Eretz Yisrael, even if there's no Kedusha, even if there's no Kedusha, it's still a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's another shayla. Would one be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael if you live in a location where it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah safli is borrowed? It's another shayla. Maybe it would depend on that machlekes, Tosfos in the Ritva, the first daf. I don't know. But this is the way the Tosfos reads our Gemara. The Ri and the Rabbi Natan at the end of the Tosfos Otsus, and the same thing appears in the Tosfos in Menachos and that Pehei Manav, the end of this long Tosfos that starts Pei Dalam and Beis, goes to Pehei Manav. That's what he says. Why didn't our Gemara say Kam Benokiv, Kam Beinonokiv, Kam Becheres, Kam Beshaleitz? So one opinion of the Tosfos is Anach Anam, the Gemara could have given the same answer. Then they say, but the more correct answer is what they say over here, that the Fanei Nechtav is not a function of Yenike. The only issue is if it's in an area where it's possible to fulfill mitzvah tuyis baretz, so even if this happens that there's on the ground level you can fulfill mitzvah tuyis baretz, even though you're on the rooftop and there's no Yenike there, I still say this location is labeled as Eretz Yisrael. But if it's on the bottom of the river, it's not Royal Israel. And on the top of the river, you say, how can you plant? By planting something in the offer in a sfina. So if you hold like Reb Yudah that Bizman Shein HaSfina Gosheshes, the sfina is above 10 tefachim, above the ground, then there's not enough yinika to be mechayev. That's Machlokes Tanakam Reb Yudah. Is there enough yinika or not? So Reb Yudah holds not enough yinika. So the upper parts of any river in Eretz Yisrael are considered chutz lorz, because you can't fulfill the mitzvah tuyis baretz. It's there. So therefore, you would have to say Bifan Anechta. That's how the Gemara says.
When they explain that the bottom of the river is not Royal Israel, does that mean like things that grow in the water aren't Israel? They're not high in Mitzvah Tuyis Baretz.
In what if something does grow? Things do grow, yeah. I don't think so. the fish usually eat. The fish are the sea animals that are there. People usually don't eat that. I mean, what if a person will harvest the stuff that grows on the bottom of the ocean and it'll bring it up?
They have like hydroponics that can grow now.
Probably will be chayv in trumas and maasos. Whatever grows, there is chayv in trumas and maasos.
And they're just saying mitzvah, like they don't
mitzvah,
know.
Mitzvah, yeah. If something grows that's real achilas otim, so it'll be chayv in trumas and maasos. I think so. So that's what the Gemara ends. Amar Rabbi Yumi, Yeloi Kasha Har Rabbi Yudah Har Rabban Disnan, and they quote the Mishnah. Abaye Amar, why do you have to say it's Rabbi Yudah? One is Rabban. How Har Rabbi Yudah? Yeloi Kasha Kamis Mancha Asvina Gosheshes. Kamis Mancha Ein Asvina Gosheshes. Fine. The Rabbi Zera is going along the same hezbra. If you have an Otz, it's Nokul Hamuna Chagabi. You say this. Rabban Amachleik Rabbi Yudah Rabban. What if you have an Otz, it's Nokul that's suspended in midair, more than 10 tefachim above the ground? If it's within 10 tefachim to the ground, so then bein l'Rabbi Yudah, bein l'Rabban, we assume that there's a yinika through the air. Strange. The Gemara says we assume there's a yinika through the air. But if it's agabi yisaidus, utz, it's not kamunach, agabi yisaidus, and the yisaidus are more than 10 tefachim tall above the ground, so that's not called gosheshes. Gosheshes, if it's within 10 tefachim, that's the ritvur. So above 10 tefachim, then it's not gosheshes. So bein l'machleik z'abin l'Rabban. It'll be this machlokes in the Mishnah in Chava. Amar Rava, how do you make a tzushtal Vilma Loihi? Who says that it's totally Zebzeh? I can't look on Rabbi Yudah HaSemel of Svina Asuya Livroyach. I would have said differently. What do you mean Svina Asuya Livroyach? Who said the water? How can you say that the Yenika goes from the ground, from the Karkoyas on Nohor, through the water, and then through the boat? But the Nohor is, the water is always moving. So the water is going to push away the Yenuka, the Yenika. The water is going to push away the Yenika. I thought maybe that's what the Gemara means. Rashi does not say like that. Rashi doesn't seem to say like that. I would have thought, Svina, Suya Livroyach, the Svina is moving, and the water, everything is moving. The water is moving, the Svina is moving. So the Yenika is not going to be able to go, how can you assume that the Yenika is going to go straight? Avlotz, Shenu, Asu Livroyach, the Otz is standing still, Loi. Even Rabbi Yudah will agree. Even Rabbi Yudah will agree that the Yenika does go up. I don't even understand how can anybody say, even if it's Gosheshes, even if the bottom of the Sphina is within 10 Tvachim to the ground, how can you assume that the Yenika goes through the water and through the bottom of the Sphina if the water is moving the whole time? Isn't the Yenika going to be pushed away?
I'm calling this Rabbi Yudah, it's talking about by the Yamagoto, right? Talking by the Yamagoto.
The Gemara originally thought, because Salkadaita, that... No, that is Nahor is in Eretz Yisrael, right. Not in
the no, but no, it's kind of.
Okay, wherever it is.
So when the Yamagodol, doesn't the Gemara assume the Yamagodol, the water doesn't move, no?
The water doesn't move
in the Yamagodol.
The water doesn't move in the Yamagodol.
Isn't there a Gemara like that you can't be told in the Yamagodol because maybe someone spilled wine in there and now you're being told on the wine because the water, it all stays in the same place?
Beginning of Makkos. Well, the Gemara says it doesn't move.
There
are no waves in the Mediterranean. I don't know. Is that what it says there? Amakis is one of the few Gemaras we do have. Let's see, one of the many, most of the Gemaras we do have. Roy Bavshas we have at our fingertips here. Yes. But for share, we don't use it. Should use it. Gemara talks about Yamagodol. Yeah. I don't know, what does it mean, Yamagodol? The water does move. There are waves. The water is moving. Must be talking at a time that is standing still. Okay. I guess there are times that it does stand still. But I would assume most of the time the Mediterranean, the water is moving. If that's what Yamagodol is referring to. Yeah, Mugadal means the Mediterranean. I think most of the time it is moving. This Gemara is talking at a time that it's not moving. Yeah. So we're choshish that maybe the Maim Shuvim are staying in the same location. So what did Gemara say? It's not necessarily totally Zeb Zed like Rab Zera said. One could distinguish the only reason why Rab Yudah says he requires Gosheshes if it's too high up. Then there's no Yanika, that's because everything is moving. The boat is moving, the water is moving. But or not, it's where it's not moving, everything is standing still. Maybe there's sufficient Yanika even above 10 Tfachim. That it should be Chayim Mitzvah to his parts. In Ami, man can distinguish in the other direction. You don't have any Avir Mapsik. Why? You have water. Mayo Kiaris Michtadamya. The fact that you have water there, that's considered as if you have the thickness of the earth. Aris Michta means the thickness of the earth. Damya is to be compared. Avalotzi, it's the Mapsik Avira. Maybe even the Chachamim the Rabbi Yudah who say that there is a Yanika all the way up on top. Yeah. The Rabbana say that there's a Yanika. There is a Yanika, but the main thing is there should be no hefsik. So if you have Mayim, there is no hefsik. But if you have a hefsik of Avir, Yanika is not enough. It's like it's growing in the air. It has to be mechuber to the karka. This is not called mechuber to the karka. So the Gemara says that we don't necessarily have to accept what Rab Zeira said. It's not a mechuber to the karka. It may not be necessarily totally zebizim. And Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that you can dig yourself on the whole thing, that the contradiction between the two brises, the apparent contradiction whether Tani Chada maybe get Bisfina requires Bifan Anechta, doesn't require Bifan Anechta, we're not talking like we thought in the Havamina Ben Horus there it's Yisrael Kama. We're talking Ben Horus, we're talking in the Yama Godel, Kipligi the Yama Godel in the Mediterranean. Where are the islands? Where is the either written, the get is written on a boat, or the get could be written on an island also. It doesn't have to be written on a boat. Which islands or which parts of the Mediterranean are Terchak Bulas of Eretz Yisrael, which not? Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'zei Yelachem Gvul Yam. What does it mean? Ugvul. That the western border, you have to figure out north, east, south. Western border is like the Mediterranean. So we know what's the edge of Eretz. So it says the western border is the Mediterranean, Ugvul. There's something in the Mediterranean that the borders of Eretz extend even past the coast. Vos haste, you draw a line, and Iim Shebayam, there are areas in the Mediterranean that are also included in the Toch HaGvulas of Eretz. How do you draw a line? So that's a Machlokes Satanoi. That's what the Gemara has. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So the Chacham say you draw a line from Turi Amnon, Chud Masuch, from Turi Amnon ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Turi Amnon is what? The northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, northwest. And the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael is Nachal Mitzrayim. What exactly does Nachal Mitzrayim correspond to? So Rashi HaChumash writes the Nilus. Rashi writes the Nile. And it's usually assumed that it's not the Nile. The Nile is like the middle of Egypt. The Nile, many assume, or most assume, that the Gvulas of Eretz don't go till the middle of Egypt. Goes till Vadi al-Arish. That's the course from Afsad Yigan. Goes till Vadi al-Arish. But there used to be a Nachal Mitzrayim. I don't think there's anything there now. Now it's just a dry body. But it used to be a river over there. So you draw a line from Turi Amnon, the northwestern point, till the tip of Nachal Mitzrayim when it touches the Mediterranean. So all the Nisim Shebayam, all the islands, or all the boats that are in that location, that's considered Terchak Gvul. But whatever boats or whatever islands are outside of that, that's Chutz L'Gvul Eretz Yisrael. So those are the two brises. One brise says if the get is written on a boat, it's considered like an Eretz. One Bryce says it's kechutzlo. It depends where the boat is. Like nisim shebayam, im shebayam. If you have little islets in the middle of the Mediterranean, stuff so within that chut masuach, within that tense line that you draw, is if you take a rope and you hold it from Turi Amnon, the northwestern point of Eretz Yisrael, and the southwestern point, and you draw that line. So whatever is in that chut to lifnim is considered Terchak Gvul. Is ever chutz the chutz l'gvul? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he extends Eretz Yisrael even further. Kol sheikeneged Eretz Yisrael harei Eretz Yisrael. He draws two parallel lines going l'choyret. That's a little unclear. How does he grow? Rav Yehuda draws two parallel lines from Turi Amnon, is the northwestern point of the most northwestern point of Eretz. He draws a line going due west, and he draws from Nachal Mitzrayim going west. Instead of drawing the line like this, he draws the two parallel lines like that. So whatever will be included within these two parallel lines will be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So it's going to include part of Gibraltar. It's going to include parts of Europe and parts of Northern Africa also. Or the so Taisus here, Taisus quotes Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shekenegad Eretz Yisrael, the Taisa Chesam and Allah. The famous Taisus, Shor Rabbeinu Peta, the Rabbeinu Tam. Peter S. Tam. Rabbeinu Peta, the student of Rabbeinu Tam. The Bizman Azeh, they lived in France. So he said, Bizman Azeh, Hoyel Yischayev, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Maisa, Shalom Amarova, Shal Eretz Yisrael. According to the map, it's not correct. No? France is not the due west of Eretz Yisrael, even if you all like Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like Rav. Who says we should pass like Rav Yehuda? Even if you all like Rav Yehuda, and our maps, France is not due west of Eretz Yisrael. In his map, he thought that it's due west of Eretz Yisrael. So it should be part of Eretz Yisrael. It should be Chayv and Shumas and Ma'ayis. The Heish of Rabbeinu Tam answered, number one, the Lekayim like Rav Yehuda. Aval Kosha, how can it be? Rav Yehuda said such a wild thing. So that's what Tosfos says later. Inami. He's not talking about Northern Africa, he's not talking about Southern Europe, he's talking about Im Shebayam, Nisim Shebayam. So this is also a question, even if you say that answer, he's not talking about that. How do you draw the lines? You draw two parallel lines, or you draw a triangular shape? The Rabbanan say draw a line like this from Turi Amnon till Nachal Mitzrayim, and then there's a point where the Mediterranean enters into the Atlantic Ocean where it connects. What is that? That's the Straits of Gibraltar, I think. No. Where does it reach? I think it's Gibraltar. So maybe draw two lines that are not parallel. Maybe draw a rectangular shape. It's unclear. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you draw the lines? Well, whatever it is, that's what Tosfos answers. Even whether you draw the lines two parallel lines, they draw the lines triangular shape, both lines leading toward the Gibraltar, where the Yamak, where the Mediterranean meets up with the Atlantic Ocean. It doesn't include the landmass of the continent. It only includes the Nisim Shebayam.
Who says you have to stop the Strait of Gibraltar? And it would seem, and I'm not going to say otherwise, but who says that if it's written in the Atlantic, whatever, a couple thousand miles out, as long as it's connected and Israel, that it shouldn't count?
So how far does it go? It goes into the Atlantic Ocean also. It goes into the Pacific Ocean also. Or it only goes in the Mediterranean. It sounds funny, but that's what the Tosfos is saying. It only goes within the Mediterranean. That's why they excluded France. They excluded any part of Europe or Northern Africa that's connected is not included. I'm just wondering, once you say like that, that like Tosfos suggests that it only includes those islands that are within the Mediterranean, so maybe even means less than that. Maybe it only means that you draw a triangular shape, you draw one bar of the triangle from Turi Amnon till the top of Nachal Mitzrayim. And then you draw the other two bars of the triangle from Turi Amnon till the point where Mediterranean meets the Atlantic, and the other one is from the point over the top of Nachal Mitzrayim till it meets the Atlantic. I don't know. It's irrelevant because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So like I'm like Rabbi Yehuda. Sure. So it's always shaila. Not too relevant.
If you say like Tosfos' answer of that, you know where Israel lived up until, and you mean that there. So what's the whole between Israel and Kfaret and Mishpat based on? It's just Mitzias he knew where people knew, but not because they were more learned or anything like that. Just because he knew that they lived. People that live there, they know. People that don't live there, they know.
I don't know. Yeah, what does Tosfos quote? The Tosfos on Zayin Amud Beis quotes that of Tosefta and Shviyas. The Rashbam Hedi mit Tosefta de Shviyas. It says Perik Dalet Ayin Sham. What is end Tosefta and Shviyas? What's he trying to prove? Hatayminas Halof de Shviyas. A person has a vegetable and he wants to preserve it. So if he's going to leave it above the ground, so it's going to get ruined. He has no refrigeration. He has no way to store it. So he wants to put it in the ground to protect it from being ruined by the sun. He's got to put it in the ground. It's going to start growing in Shnas HaShmita. You're not supposed to plant anything in Eretz Yisrael in Shnas HaShmita. So it says, put it, Atominus Alof Bishviyis, he wants to put a vegetable in the ground, under the ground, to preserve it. For like, we would put it, we would package it and put it in the freezer. They didn't have any freezers. So Amir says, Derech Eretz Tomna Bo'otzit Shalo Yitzmach. Achronim in the back point out that an art Tosefta doesn't say Derech Eretz. That's why it says Tosefta de Shviz Perek Dalet Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham means that there's a different gears. By us it doesn't have the two words Derech Eretz. It just recommends Tom Nebotzit Shalo Yitzmach, put it in an Otzis that it shouldn't grow. Okay. So what is the Rashbam quoting this for? For the next line, Rafli Shemai Ledov Zech Ledov, the Tosefta continues. That it says in the Satam, it says in Yirmiyah, in the Satam Licheres, Amal Yam de Yamim Rabim, when he bought the field or the fields from his cousin, Chanamel Ben Dodi, Yirmiyah, now he bought the field or the fields on us, in Anasa, so he was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Satam, you should place the Sefer Goli with the Sefer Chasam, Bich Licheres, Laman Yam de Yamim Rabim. So the Gemara seems to be saying that in Otzitz, the Stam Otzitz is a Klicheres. Alma, that's what the Rashbam is proving from the Tosefta. The Tosefta quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah that's speaking about placing things in the klicheres and saying that's a afal pishen rai ledova zecha ledova. That's where you should put the vegetables that you want to preserve in the ground. Put them in an otzitz and they won't grow. So you see that a stam otzitz is a klicheres. Not like Rashi says that a stam otzitz is a kliyetz, because the Gemara always talks in Shas about otzitz noka versus otzitz shena noka. The Rashi claims, based on the Gemara Menachas Peidala, that's only within a kliyetz. We distinguish between a notzitz and a nokov and an nokov. If it would be a klicheres, it wouldn't make a difference. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says it's wrong because a stam otzitz is shalcheres, not a stam otzitz is shalets. And the Rashbam proves, Rashbam is also Rashi's grandson. The Rashbam disproves Rashi, Eidim and Atosefta de Shviz, that is Alma stam otzitz shalcheresu. Then the other raya against Rashi was from the Gemara Lekamon Daf Chaf Alafam and Beis. The Gemara says if you have something growing in an otzitz nakuv, so an otzitz nakuv is going to be yonik from the ground. So whatever grows inside is considered mechubel karka. So the Gemara has, the Gemara says over there, if you have something growing in an otzitz nakuv, so it's dino kimechuber, so it's nikne bikinyoni chazoket, bikinyoni karka, not with kinyoni talplan. And if you have something growing in an otzit shein, a nokub is dina kitolush, and it's only nikne, bikinyoni mitalkum, not nikne, bikinyoni karka. So the Gemara says, that's only when you get to the thing that's growing inside. But the otzit itself is for sure dina kitolush. The otzit is not growing, the otzit is just a flower pot. Only what's inside of it is growing. The otzit itself is not growing. So the Gemara says, if you write a get, that's on the bottom of chafal from a base, the line that says, ksava, you wrote the get. Al cheres al otzitz nakuv kosher, even though it's an otzitz nakuv, and whatever is growing inside is dinik mechubar, but the otzitz itself, the flower pot itself, is not dinik mechubar because that's not grow. So you see that the Gemara is distinguishing by cheres between nakuv and eno nakuv. The feresh, not like Rashi. Rashi says cheres does make a difference, even if it's eno nakuv, it's still yoni. The difference between nakuv and nakuv is only pleates. Rabbi and Tom said, you see from the Gemara, not like Rashi. Because the Gemara said, Beferish, Ksov al Cheret Shalotz Itznaku. You see, the Stam Otzitz is Shal Cheret, same as the Rashbam proof in the Tesef and Shviyas. And a Cheret we distinguish between Nokuv and Eina Nokuv. Yeah. And the Rabbi and Tom has another Raya that's very controversial. Rashi doesn't agree with this Raya. The Gemara Menaches said, how did it start off? Where it says in the Tesis, the third line of Tosfos, from the top of the Tosfos, where it says, Menachas da pei dalem veis. Oh, Matoni Chod, it says in one price, Shebegag v'shem b'chur v'shem b'svinah shebatz, it's maybe v'kori. You have to bring v'kori. V'tanya yirach, there's another price that says, Fakert, maybe v'ein o'kori. You don't bring v'kori men ha-teretz, only with the Rabbanim say, v'ein o'kori. So the Gemara gives a teretz. So the two brises, the exhibit A and exhibit B. So Gemara says astira. The first brises says maybe, the second brises says not so. Gemara says I'll give you a teretz. Kan loy kashi kam enokuv kam shein enokuv or kam shaleitz kam shalcheres. So when Gemara says kam enokuv kam shein enokuv, does the first answer refer to the first brisa and the second answer refers to the second brisa? Well, not necessarily. Who says that the answers have to be listed in order? So this is the Rabbeinu Tam in Shas, assumes like that, that the Gemara, whenever the Gemara has two brises that seem to be contradictory, the Gemara says there's a teretz. One is red, one is blue. So one is red, one is blue. Red corresponds to the, in order. Red corresponds to the first brisa and blue corresponds to the second brisa. There's such a Rabbeinu Tam in Shabbos. About in Bama Madlikin, about Shofar and Chatzotzra, by Muktzim, by Klish Malach Taliyisa, so the Rabbeinu Tam has this assumption. The Gemara says there's a three-way stira to three brises. So the Gemara says the teretz is, one is Reb Yudah, one is Reb Shimon, one is Reb Nechemya. So the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that the three brises go in order. Brisa A is Reb Yudah, Brisa B is Reb Shimon, Brisa C is Reb Nechemya. The other Rishonim say, no, the answers are not in the order of the that the brises appeared. There's such a Gemara in the end of Nida also. Whether if a woman has to go to Mikvah Matzoy Shabbos, when does she do the Chafifa? On Erev Shabbos or on Matzoy Shabbos, the Gemara has a steer of two brises, and then the Gemara says it depends whether A or B. So again, the Tosfos assumes, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the answers are presented in the same order that the brises were quoted. The other Rishonim say 2 days and 10. The other Rishonim say no, it doesn't have to be necessarily in order. So the Netziv points this out, that this Rabbeinu Tam in a few places in Shas is assuming like that, that the answers in the Gemara, when the Gemara has a steer between two brises, and where it gives kan kacha, correspond in the same order that the brises were quoted. The answers correspond to the brises.
Doesn't the Gemara talk not like that?
That
the beginning of Brachos, then it says Tani Chada this, Shachris, and then Arvis, and Arvis and Shachris. And once you're talking about that case, then you're going to say all the details of that case first, and then get back to the beginning?
Yeah, if you have a Mishnah, and then the Mishnah goes, Me'inyin, Le'inyin, Le'inyin, floats away, and then it comes back to the original Inyin. Yeah. But the question is here, the Gemara has a stira between, we present two brises that contradict each other.
It should be A, B, B, A.
That's the Shaila. So no one says it has to be A, B, B, A. So the Rabbeinu Tam has in three places in Shas, at least three places. No. The answers are always given corresponding in the same order with the order of the brisa. The other Baal HaTos says neither here nor there. Like we today, I think the way we talk, at least the way I talk, not medactic, that it should be in the order that we quoted the original quotation of the brisa. So this is one of the... You have to be a Boki and Shas to remember all the different ones. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that all the orders are given, all the answers are given in order. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. What was the machlokes in the first Mishnah? The northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael in the ribua, in the approximate rectangular shape of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Ritzuah Yotze to the north, the Ritzuah is over here, over there, there are exceptions over here. But basically, the shape of Eretz Yisrael is rectangular, approximately rectangular. So the northernmost point in this rectangle is going to be Aku. So that city itself, Aku, was a Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. So the Aku itself is Dino Keretz Yisrael, or is Aku Dino Kechutz Loretz? So the Loshin is Rav Meir says in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Oimer, Aku Keretz Yisrael Legidin. Why does he throw in the word, let him say, Akul Keretz Yisrael? So what does that mean, Akul Keretz Yisrael? The Gemara has a shaila. There are differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz other than Mitzvah Satlis Laretz. The Mitzvah Satlis Laretz, that depends on Kedusha Saretz, on the Kedusha Shniyah, because we pass from Kedusha Vishayna Batma. So it depends on Kedusha Shniyah. The shaila is, here there's a new din that you have to say before an Echtav in Chutz Laretz, you have to say before an Echtav in Eretz Yisrael. So here's a shaila, that's what Taisa writes on the first Mishnah. It's not necessarily totally Zebizet. This issue of Bafana Nechtav is not really a function, it's not necessarily going to be a function of Kedusha Sarif. It shouldn't be Tali. It's a little bit Tali Zebizet, because the Jews lived near, the Jews lived in the area which was Niskadish B'Kedusha Shniyah. That's where the yeshivas were, and that's where the more learned people were, and that's because, that's for that reason that they knew the din, they were more familiar with the din of Lishma, they were more observant of that din. Those who lived further away from the center of Eretz Yisrael, from the center of the Kedushas Haaretz, so they were less learned, and that's why they would be less medactic in the din of Lishma. But it's Tali Zebzeh, a little bit, but it's not 100% Tali Zebzeh. That's what Tosafot writes. So the Gemara wants to know, there's another din, a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. What's the din? Amecher Avdo L'Chutz Laaretz. There's a penalty. Hamecher Avdo L'Chutz Laaretz If I have an Evik 90, if I have an Evik 90 and I send my Evik 90 to a Nochri, so the Evik 90 is Mol B'Tov L'Shem Evik 90 and is Chai V'Mitzvus Kisha. So let's say I sell my Evik 90 to a Nochri. I can sell him to whomever I want. I sell my Evik 90 to a Nochri. So he won't be able to, he'll find it very difficult to keep Shabbos and Kashrus when he's in the home of the Evit Kochavit. So they made a penalty. You're not allowed to sell your Evit 90 to a Nochri. It's a Lifnei Velesite Mirsha. The Evit 90 is Chai V'Mitzvus Kisha. How are you making it very difficult for him to keep Shabbos and to keep Kashrus in the base of Shalakim? The same thing, Amecher Avdel Chutz Laaretz. Let's say, if I live in Chutz Laaretz and I have an Evit 90, there were many Jewish plantation owners in the south and they had Evit 90. Had a lot of Avarim Knaim. So Evik Knaim can exist in Chutz Laaretz, not only in Eretz Yisrael. So if a person lives in Chutz Laaretz, he has an Evik Knaim, he sells Evik Knaim to a different plantation owner. Okay? That's not called Mecher Avdel L'Chutz Laaretz. I own an Evik Knaim and I live in Eretz Yisrael. And then I sell my Evik Knaim to Chutz Laaretz. So that you're not allowed to do. Why are you not allowed to do it? Because Evik Knaim is Chai V'Mitzvus Tisha, and when he's living in Eretz Yisrael, so he's being mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I'm selling him to Chutz Laaretz. So not that he's going to work for his boss who owns him in Chutz Laaretz, he's going to run the Israeli branch. No, if he's going to run the Israeli branch, it's not good. So that's Mecher Avdel Eretz Yisrael. And Mecher Avdel Chutz Laaretz is going to live in Chutz Laaretz. I'm going to sell him from Eretz Yisrael to New York. And he's going to live in New York now. So I'm causing him, it's also Lifnei V'Lesiti Mishlo, I'm causing him to be mevatel his mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So they made a penalty with the Rabbanon, that you got to buy back your Evik 90 from the lokeach to whom you sold him, and then you have to be mishakra him, because he did such an avla to him. So the shaila is, what if I live in Yerushalayim in Tel Aviv, and I sell my Evik 90 to Akku? You say to a Jew who's going to live in Akku, he's going to keep Shabbos and Kashrus, but now he's going to be living, the Evik 90 is going to be living in Akku. Would you sell Akku as Keretz Yisrael, or Akku as Kechutz Laaretz? So what does the Gemara say? Bo minei b'rabchia baraba yes l'shal mecher abde l'suria. What's the din? Is it k'mecher b'chutz lords dami? Do we apply that penalty midrabanan oiloi? Perhaps we do not apply. Why should you not apply? Amalut in Yisua, you can tell from the Mishnah, opening Mishnah in Gittin. Ramei ram akka keretzo legittin. Why does he add on the word legittin? He say legittin en lavodim lo. If you sell your Evik 90 to a Jew who's going to own him in Akku, he's going to move to Akku. Is kechutz laaretz? He's yetz elecheres. Koshkin suri the mecha katur for sure. If you sell your Evik 90 to Surya, that's further away from the center of, further away from Borough Park, further away from Flatbush, further away from the center of Jewish observance of mitzvahs in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. So then we penalize it. That's how the Gemara says. So that's what Taisus has a discussion on the first daf about this din. Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to say that the border of Eretz Yisrael the second time around. The Kedusha Shniyah was what counts, what's relevant is Manazeh. So Taisus quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the border between the area that has Kedusha Saretz and that doesn't have Kedusha Saretz cuts through the city Yaakov. Half of the city Yaakov has a din of Eretz Yisrael, half of the city of Aku has a status of Chutzlaretz. So when the Gemara is Medayik from the Mishnah, Mechar Abdala Aku, Kamecha B'Chutzlaretz, even according to Rav Meir, even though Rav Meir says, Aku Keretz Yisrael Legitin, only Legitin and Lavadim Lo, so we sell your Eved from Yerushalayim to the inner part of Aku, even though the inner part of Aku is Mekudesh, it's inner part, it's closer to Eretz Yisrael, the southern half of Aku. The northern half of Aku is Chutz Lars. The southern half of Aku is Dinu Keretz Yisrael. So it's still Yotze Lecheres. Why? Because it's not such a Jewish city. It's an Arab city. It's not so easy to observe mitzvahs there. And what if you live in that part of Aku, and you the southern part of Aku, and you sell your Eved Knaini to the northern part of Aku? Also Yotze Lecheres, Taisa says. Even though the southern part of Aku is already Dinu Kechutz Lars, no, that's if you live in Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv. There are shuls all over the place. If you sell your Eved Knaini to the southern part of Aku, it's true it's Mekudesh B'Kedusha Saretz, but it's far away from the Ikar Yishuv of the religious Jews. It's far away from the religious Jews, and that's already a penalty. But if you sell them from that part of Aku to the northern part of Aku, it's the worse. So Mamish is Mevatel the mitzvah of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now he's Mamish in Chutz Lars. So that's even worse. That's what Taisus points out. From Eretz Yisrael to the southern part of Aku is Yotzeh Lecheres, the penalty. Or from the southern part to the northern part is also Yotzeh Lecheres, because he's Mevatel the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael.
And in Eretz Yisrael
is
a mitzvah called
Shav Shav. Of living in Eretz Yisrael. What's the other
tzad? Get there.
And then you can move back to America? No, the Achrayim have a Chiddush, they have a Machloikis. The Magen Avraham in Hilchus Erev Shabbos quotes a Machloikis from the Knesset HaGdoila. What's the din of a person visits Eretz Yisrael? Does it have a partial Kinyan mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. There is a, everybody agrees there is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah in the end of Ksubis. Mishnah says if a couple is married in Eretz Yisrael, and the husband wants to move to America, and the wife doesn't want to go along with him, she wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So the rule is, whoever is responsible for ruining the marriage, the rule is that whenever a couple gets divorced, the husband has to pay ksubah, unless it can be ascertained that it's her fault. Let's say it's the fault of both of them, or neither's fault. The whole marriage was no good from day number one. Or they both pick on each other. You can't ascertain whose fault it is. So if you can't determine whose fault it is, well, it's no one's fault, it's just that the shidduch was just no good from day number one, so then the din is that the husband has to take ksuba. Unless you can ascertain that it's mamzer's fault. She didn't tell him that she has a mum. Or she's a witch. She screams it all the time. She curses all the time. She's always abusive to the in-laws or whatever. So then the Mishnah gives a list of specific things. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis gives a list of specific cases. Eliyosis Balok Subba. One is the fault of the wife for ruining the marriage. So then the Mishnah continues the end. In the Masechta, let's say the couple is living in Eretz Yisrael, and the husband decides for business purposes is going to move to America, and the wife says no, she wants to stay behind in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a Hamishugana. The husband is moving to America. What do you mean she's going to stay behind? So she's responsible for ruining the marriage. The Mishnah says no, that the one who wants to live in Eretz Yisrael has the gerecht taina, and it's considered that she's not at fault for ruining the marriage. Or let's say the husband lives in, they live in America for 50 years, they have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren here, and then the husband, he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And the wife says, but I don't want to leave all the children and grandchildren, the whole family lives over here. He says, you don't want to move with me, I'll give you a get. So one would have thought that the husband is the Meshuggah Naviyah. The husband is responsible for ruining the marriage. Normal was they get married in America. They have all the children, all the grandchildren here. So the Mishnah says, no. The one who wants to live in Eretz Yisrael has the Gerech Tetayna. And the one who wants to remain in Chutz Lars, that's the one who's responsible for breaking up the marriage. So if the husband decides he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the wife wants to stay behind, so that we consider it as the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage. So there the Mishnah talks, the Mishnah in the end of the Masechta assumes that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a shad, is that a mitzvah in the Torah, a mitzvah in the Rabbanon? So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs claims that the Rambam forgot to count this mitzvah. The Rambam counts what he considers are the 613 mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs, and so on. And the Ramban deletes about 16, 17 of his mitzvahs and has to replace them with others. One of the mitzvahs that he replaces it with is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So how come the Rambam didn't count that mitzvah? So the Knesset Agdala makes one suggestion that the Rambam holds that it's only the Rabbanim. Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only the Rabbanim. Most of the later Akrainim assume that that's not correct. The Rambam also agrees that it's a mitzvah in our Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But the reason why he didn't count it as a separate mitzvah is because it's included in some other mitzvah. It's absorbed in another mitzvah. Either it's part of the mitzvah Uvoy Sidbok, you should be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael. Or perhaps the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah because, like the Ramban writes in his commentary on Chumash a few times, each mitzvah when observed in Eretz Yisrael is enhanced. So if you put on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, it's a deeper mitzvah of tefillin. If you keep Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, it's an enhancement of the mitzvah of Shabbos. If you keep Kashrus in Eretz Yisrael, you're enhancing the mitzvah of Kashrus. So you don't have to count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael as an independent mitzvah. Living in Eretz Yisrael is a prat within each one of the other 613 mitzvahs. The mitzvah sesi with the mitzvah loy sesi, the ikam makvam v'shmiras kol ha-mitzvahs is really Eretz Yisrael. Another achrayin give other terutz. Avnei Neza has a teretz. He claims that the Rambam only counts, the Rambam never counts the same mitzvah twice. The Rambam says that kefil ha-mitzvah doesn't kefil ha-lav, kefil ha-mitzvah, you don't count the same mitzvah twice. Many other Rishonim disagree. The Rambam says you don't count the same mitzvah twice. So the Avnei Neza quotes from one of the achrayinim, from the Mayoni HaChokhmah. Mayoni HaChokhmah is a chibur on the Sefer. There are many chiburim that were written like Pirushim on the Sefer HaMitzvah. So this is Sefer Mayoni HaChokhmah, which is a running commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvah. So he postulates a klal that whenever there are two mitzvahs and one mitzvah is in order to lead up to the other mitzvah, so the Rambam is not going to count both. He's either going to count A or B. If you're going to count both, that's like counting Kefil HaMitzvah. It's like counting the same mitzvah twice. So the Avnei Neza says that's what you have over here. You have a pasuk, Hachrim Tachrimi. You have the mitzvah to wipe out the Zaynumis. And then there's a mitzvah we should live in Eretz Yisrael. Why do we wipe out the Zaynumis? That we should live in Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to do? You're going to go wipe out the Zaynumis, then we're going to go back to Burpuk and go back to live in America. So it doesn't make sense. So what are you killing the Zaynumis? To leave Eretz Yisrael desolate. So obviously the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim is in order to lead up to the second step. We should all live in Eretz Yisrael. So whatever it is, most assume that the Rambam agrees that it's a mitzvah and a Torah to live in Eretz. So it's not only the Rabban. The Knesset HaGdola made a suggestion, maybe the Rambam holds only the Rabban. Pashtus is that the Rambam agrees, most Achrayim assume, not like the Knesset HaGdola. Rambam agrees that it's a mitzvah and a Torah, but he holds that it's already included in some other mitzvah. So then there's a whole machlekes Achrayim, this mitzvah and a Torah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but whatever, mitzvah Rabbanon, is it only to live in Eretz Yisrael kavua? What if you just visit Eretz Yisrael? So it says in the Gemara, it says in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to go on a boat trip within the last 3 days before Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Vilna Gaon Pass only Thursday, Friday is also Wednesday is Mutar. Shabbos there, how do you count the 3 days? Only 2 days before Shabbos or 3 days before. You're not allowed to go for various reasons, unless you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. So what if the fellow is moving to Eretz Yisrael and the trip, the boats only leave on Thursday and Friday? So to move to Eretz Yisrael to live there, that's a mitzvah. What if he's moving? What if he's going on a boat trip to visit Eretz Yisrael and he's going to come back? Is visiting Eretz Yisrael also a partial kima mitzvah or it's nothing? You don't get partial credit over here. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Erev Shabbos quotes the two opinions from the Knesset HaGdolah. Knesset HaGdolah is a likud, like Yosef Kar wrote a likud that's called Beis Yosef, and then the Knesset HaGdolah was later, so he has a further likud of Mosvarim that were not available to Rabbi Yosef Kar. So the Knesset HaGdolah quotes this machlokes. So on the assumption that visiting Eretz Yisrael is a partial kima mitzvah, then the further machlokes, how long does the visit have to be? So one opinion is Hamahalach Dalal Amis Beretz Yisrael Aben Oysev Nimchon. So if you just visit Eretz Yisrael, walk Dalal Amis, that's already Vichit Parab Masay Amoy. It's already a partial kima mitzvah. Other achrayim say it has to be a visit, a minimum of 30 days. Less than 30 days doesn't count, it has to be more than 30 days. And other achrayim say it has to be a minimum visit of Yud Beis Chodesh. Less than Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't count. The Gemara has in Bava Basra, there are some dinim that depend on Lamed Yom. Some dinim that depend on Yud Beis Chodesh. So here there's a three-way machlokes zachman on the assumption that there is a partial Kima Mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael, visiting Eretz Yisrael. How long does the visit have to be? Yeah. Why is there no bracha living in Eretz Yisrael? Good question. I don't know. We have a lot of mitzvahs that we're not sure exactly why we don't say brachas. We have to go through. The Ravid asked this question to Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat. Apparently he was the God of Ador in that generation, an unknown figure. The Meiri quotes a lot from this Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat every so often. So the Abu Dram has a long tshuva written by Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, sent to the Ravid about this question: which mitzvahs did we recite a bracha, which not? When you perform chalitza, you don't say a bracha. When you give a get, you don't say a bracha. There are a lot of mitzvahs we don't say a bracha. And then even the mitzvahs that we do say a bracha, sometimes you say al, sometimes you say lir. He has this long tshuva to try to explain what's going on. When is there a bracha? When is it not a bracha? Got to check to see if he talks about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael.
According to Tosfos, that
yeah, but it's move the Eved can't be chayv in the
mitzvah. Yeah,
the Eved is mechayv, and we're making it impossible for him. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He belonged to me for many years, and I decided to sell him to New York. So I was mevatel b'yadayim his mitzvah. I violated the mitzvah of Sefer Mishnah. I caused him to be mevatel his mitzvah. So as a penalty, mid the rabbanon, they require of me I should buy him back afilo ad asor b'damo, and I have to free him. Okay, we better continue tomorrow. Some people have college classes today.